She sighed. I wish I had their faith. Crimson is a Lannister collar.
That thing's not crimson, Sir Brynden said, nor Tully red. The mud red of the river. That's blood up there, child, smeared across the sky.
Our blood or theirs?
Was there ever a war where only one side bled?
Her uncle gave a shake of the head.
The riverlands are awash with blood, and flame all around the god's eye. The fighting has spread south to the Blackwater, and north across the Trident, almost to the Twins. Mark Paper and Carol Vance have won some small victories, and their southern lordling, Beric Dondarrion, has been raiding the raiders, falling upon Lord Tywin's foraging parties and vanishing back into the woods. It is said that Sir Burton Crakehall was boasting that he'd slain Dondarrion until he led his column into one of Lord Beric's traps and got every man of them killed.
Some of Ned's guards from King Landing are with this Lord Beric, Catelyn recalled. May the guards preserve them.
Dondarrion and this red priest who rides with him are clever enough to preserve themselves, if tales be true, her uncle said. But your father's bannerman made a sadder tale. Rob should never have let them go. They've scattered like quail, each man trying to protect his own. And it's folly, Cat, folly!